We're doing Taryag Mitzvot, and we're up to Wednesday, so we went off on a tangent to discuss the mitzvah of couples being together intimately, and off of that we discussed all the mitzvahs, we started discussing all the mitzvahs, the prohibitions regarding who a person can marry, who a person can live with. So it's interesting that the Torah doesn't tell us the prohibition of marrying a daughter directly. The Torah tells us you can't marry your granddaughter, and from that we understand that you can't marry your daughter either. But obviously it's just as prohibited. That's incest. That's biblically prohibited. What other relationships are prohibited? So a person, when he's going with his wife, he could have in mind, I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of being with my wife, and I'm also fulfilling the biblical mitzvah not to have any prohibited relationship, which includes a woman and her daughter, a woman and her granddaughter from her son, her granddaughter from her daughter, an aunt, a mother's sister, an aunt who's a father's sister. Each of these are enumerated separately in the Torah. An aunt who's the father's brother's wife. The daughter-in-law is biblically prohibited. The sister-in-law, meaning a person's brother's wife, he may not marry his sister-in-law, and his own wife's sister, his sister-in-law who's his wife's sister, the Torah prohibits. So long as his wife is alive, he is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Of course, we're prohibited from living with a married woman, and also from living with an animal. The Torah prohibits a man living with an animal or a woman living with an animal. Homosexuality is prohibited, two men, and there's also a prohibition not only from two men going together, there's a separate prohibition in the Torah from a man having relations with his own father, and also a person with his uncle. These are things. So here we enumerated all the biblical prohibitions. We've enumerated the prohibitions are all the women a person is prohibited from coming close to, from having relations with. And then the Torah adds and says, you're not allowed to do things that are secondary to having relations, meaning hugging, kissing, all kinds of touch of affection are also prohibited in the Torah. And that's why the Torah says, do not come close to being intimate with them. The Torah doesn't just say don't be intimate. The Torah says do not come close to being intimate with them, to indicate that all forms of affection. Now we also know that the Torah prohibits us from marrying someone who's not Jewish, and the Torah also gives us specific prohibitions for a kohen. A kohen may not marry a woman who had illicit relationships in her past. So a woman who slept with a non-Jewish man or with all kinds of men that are prohibited, that woman may not marry a kohen afterwards. A kohen may not marry a woman who comes from an illicit relationship of a kohen. That's what's called a halala. And a kohen may not marry a divorcee. So now we went through the prohibitions about who a person is prohibited from marrying biblically.